Dogs. I'm David Hankins.
And I'm Paul Hankins.
Welcome to another edition of On the Air with Power Squared, a behind-the-scenes look at what we hope will be everyone's favorite comic book, Power Squared. We have a special guest with us, Rachel Wells, the artist behind...
Hi, everybody. Yeah.
So we... let's start off. You've had an injury to your arm.
Yeah. Kind of messed up my arm. It was a perfect timing. To the beginning, the beginning of the month. That's when I normally start thumbnails, right?
Right.
I try to get them there to you guys as soon as possible, so that I can get started on pencils as soon as possible. Because pencils, I find, is the most is the part of the comics that take the longest. That's what I find. So that's why I like to do thumbnails as quick as possible. But then I got this arm injury, at the beginning of the month. And I was like, ugh, and I just pushed everything back because there was other stuff I had to do as well. I had to focus on that before I focused on other things. And I was just like, ugh.
So how did you get this
Come
injury?
On. So what happened was donating platelets. I like to donate platelets every once in a while whenever I'm eligible. And for anyone who's never donated platelets, usually what happens is they take the blood out of one of your arms and feed it through like a little centrifuge that takes the separates the platelets and gives you back the rest of your blood in your other arm. And for my other arm, the needle, it was what I think they called it an infiltration. The needle basically infiltrated the vein and was just... injecting fluids into my arm, and it gave me a really nasty bruise, and it still hurts. And I couldn't work for a day or two. It wasn't fun. But at least the good thing was that the donation was still usable. It was basically like a whole donation, which is like, okay, that's what matters to me.
So what is the difference between giving blood and giving a platelet?
Giving blood, with whole blood, it usually lasts like maybe 20 to 30 minutes. They take all the blood and they just use it. And I believe like it has a longer shelf life than platelets, I believe. But because of like how much fluid they took out of you, you can only do it every like 56 days or something like that. With platelets, they take out the blood and they give you back the part of the blood they don't need, which is the non-platelet part, I guess like red blood cells and white blood cells. So you can do it every 7 days because you're not losing as much fluid. You can do it much more often. Mm-hmm. The thing about platelets is that they have a short shelf life, like 5 days, so they have to use them really fast.
What's the use for a platelet versus blood?
Platelets, I believe, are used for certain diseases, like certain cancers. I don't know the exact specifics. You'd have to ask the Red Cross. The other thing about platelets is that they take, like, 2 to 3 hours to take out of you to like get a whole unit. So like they'll sit you in front of like a screen. You can pick up something to watch on Netflix or whatever, which is really nice. I know like a lot of people like to give platelets because it's a time to like unwind and watch something nice.
Well, it's a nice thing to do, and so
it is.
I've ever done, but we would encourage other people to do it, I guess.
For sure, there's way shortages right now, like everywhere around the world. So if you're eligible, apparently only like 10% of eligible donors give, which is just kind of sad, I feel like. That's just my opinion, though.
Well, we're not trying to put you on the spot,
That's okay.
Blood.
That's okay.
Because this is not a show about blood. So we thought we would talk a little bit about... the process, we talked last time about going from the script to thumbnails, and I believe we may have gotten into pencils.
Yeah.
For sure. So I wanted to show you that we go through the thumbnails that you send, and then we make a little sticky note thing about what changes we, which ones we like and all that, and then I put that in email and send it to you. It's really detailed. It works for us. You take the thumbnails, you make pencils out of them, and that is, as you said, the longest process for you.
Yeah, I'd say so. While thumbnails tend to be like really grueling, I think I've mentioned it on a previous podcast, I'm basically taking no images and turning them into images, which is probably, it just feels like the most grueling part. But once, you know, once they're done, they're done. And let me like, I guess I just start sharing my screen, right?
If you want to, we have some stuff we could share too, but go ahead.
Okay, I have stuff here. Come on. Yeah. So I have thumbnails. I don't know if you can see them.
Yes.
I have thumbnails here. So yeah, I feel like the pencils are just the longest part because, you know, I have to just construct everything from what are essentially scribbles. They're just scribbles. You know, so basically I can just run you through how I do it exactly. It's kind of a process.
Okay, that'd be good.
So once the thumbnails are approved and y'all have told me like which ones you like best, how else you construct them, any notes, I'll open up the little template. I have like a little file here set up just for new pages. It's like it's the template. Is it the template from Artismeric?
No, it's from Kablamp.
Kablamp, yes. Yeah, for printing. Just make sure everything's kosher for printing. So I have that set up, and I believe, which was it? I think you guys liked.
We like 9B.
Version B of these better. Yeah. So I'll literally just take the whole page there, copy it, and paste it into the file here, and just blow it up, right? So, just like that. And then, you know, got that nice and blown up. Blink. And I might write any notes that I have for the page, like, on the file, just that I remember it. So I remember you guys saying, oh, for panels 2 and 3, can you change the perspectives? I'll be like, change this, so I don't forget, you know?
Right.
So I have that in there. And once the thumbnail's in there, once, you know, it's what the page is going to look like, I'll put in the borders. So what I do for the borders is, it might be a little roundabout, but it's just how I do things. I'll go into like an old file and just copy the borders from there. That way they're consistent, you know? So like this page like has nice, wide, like unbroken panel borders. So it's good to use, you know? Just paste that into there. Just like, oh, there's like the gutter should be here, and like, you know, I'll just like construct that until I have something like this. I'll just get rid of these pencils. I've been working on the pencils today. Eventually it turns into this. Yeah. And what I'll also do is I have the layers here for what do you call it, the panel borders. Then I'll make another layer that has like the white part. So I'll make like a layer of white around the borders so that, you know, I remember in the beginning when I first started working for you guys, you guys noted that a lot of the drawing went outside of the panel border. And I was like, I thought it was better than this. Turns out I'm not. So I just put white there to cover up any pencil that might go outside. So that way it's nice and contained, just like that. It's nice and neat. So I'll do that for all the pages at once, although usually I'll only work on like 4 at a time. You know, I'll go through the pencils of pages like, you know, 1 through 4, send them off to you guys to look at. And while you're looking at those, I'll work on like 5 through 8, usually batches of 4 pages at a time. It's nice and neat. So yeah, once I have all of those set up, I'll usually make perspective grids for each shot that needs them. They won't all need them, but Clip Studio Paint has a really cool like perspective ruler. I might have showed it off before, but in this shot here, they are like just outside the cafe. It's kind of like a downward shot, like a, I don't know if I call that a bird's eye view, something like it. It's a downward shot. So I'll just like, you know, go off of the outside of the window there. Line 1, line 2. So it makes like a line there and then a horizon line up here. And because it's a ruler, let me make this up just a touch. It'll only draw along those lines while I have it turned on. It's super useful for when I'm doing structures, like human structures, such as, you know, the cafe, the apartment, anything like with windows or doors or all that fun stuff. And then, like, you know, I'll make a second point. Like that. So I'll do that for each and every panel that needs perspective on all of the pages. That way they're just kind of set up and ready for me to use whenever I need them. And yeah, usually I already start working on this page a little bit. This is what I have so far. Usually I'll start with the backgrounds first, because usually in comics illustration it's easier to place a character into the background rather than make a character and then construct a background around them.
Great.
So yeah, usually, plus the backgrounds are just harder. I like doing them, but they're harder. So you want to get the hard work out of the way first and then do the fun character stuff. So yeah, I've got the backgrounds pretty much done for this one. I've got a little bit of that one done. Yeah, and whenever I finish those backgrounds, I have, like, a little layer for sketching in the characters. I'll draw, like, a little sketch, you know, of someone. I'll turn off that thumbnail because it's annoying. And then I'll go over that and just draw the character. And that's how I do pencils, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. Get rid of that. Turn this back to normal. There you have it.
And then eventually, so then you send the pencils to us every, I guess, four pages, and we go yes or no or change this. I know we've occasionally said change something here and there.
Yeah. You guys seem pretty, like, it's usually pretty lax, which is nice.
Well, we one of the things I think we learned is let you go. don't be too much of a...
Yeah. You know, often it's funny, as an artist, I often feel insecure that, like, what I'm doing is, like, the best things. You know, like, I might send off a file for a client to look at, and they're like, it's great, it's perfect, I love it, go ahead with the inks. And I'm like, really? You have nothing to say? Nothing at all?
Well, you know, I know we've occasionally come back and said, make this bigger or that bigger or something like that.
Yeah. And often, yeah, like I think I've said before, my pencils are always really, they're not the most dodgy. I was kind of trained in college to make very tight, nice looking pencils. Like often Dom, my husband, will look at my pencils and are like, that's tight enough the inks, really. Just like make those in the inks. They're like, no, it's not. It's messy. But I'm not always super, because pencils are so difficult to do, to carry out. I'm not always concerned with polish, making it super nice looking. I'll pour that energy into making nice polished inks. So pencils is my time to be messy.
Right. Huh.
Like for example, like especially because in page 10 here, like this background is just this background. Like in panel one, it's the same panel. It's like I basically just took the background of panel one, and what do you call it? I made it bigger. I embiggened it for panel two. No, it works, but I couldn't do that in inks because then it would look fuzzy. So I'm just going to redraw in inks, but, you know, pencils is the time to take shortcuts.
Embiggened it. Okay. That's good.
That's the correct word, right?
Yeah, sounds good to me. I thought it was some sort of art word they taught you. Remember to embiggen it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's it called? Control T? It's my best friend. Transform tool. Yeah.
So, okay. I did notice on an issue that we're coloring now, or Julia, who's listening, or yeah, listening, watching.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
she was coloring this issue, and there was a page that we were talking about, and I went back and looked, and the pencils had, there was a difference between the pencils and the inks, a slight change.
Which one?
Well, if we can get to it, it's under Power, it's under My Writing Power Squared podcast. Okay, under, it's under the, there's a folder for Rachel. There's not. I did something. Oh, try. Oh, maybe it's on F. Fooey. Which I took out. I get confused sometimes. Am I saving this to E or saving it to the thumb drive? And I guess I saved it to the thumb drive. But let's go to issues. And how they met. And Rachel and the pencil. Let's go to page 19. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know if we're sharing this or not.
Wait a second. Share screen. It's here. All
right. So the in panel 6, see how the boys are kind of really overlaid with each other?
Yeah.
And then when you inked it, you sort of separated them. What I was just and not I'm not trying to, you know, oh, we don't like it, but I mean, what made you change that as an example?
Wait, let me look at my own inks. Okay. Cuz I'm trying to remember. I know that often I will make a change between pencils and ink because, like, there might be a mistake in a pencil that I didn't catch. There might be a variety of reasons. I believe on this page in particular, 19, I left that last panel, like, not distorted for,
locked up here. Well, we temporarily lost Rachel?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh, our computer died. Okay. Oh. Maybe she's coming back?
Yeah, I would. Hope she's coming back. I guess while we're waiting.
Yeah, I guess since we're live, I guess we might say something.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you want to say? It's interesting, to see the process. We don't see that. We just see the end result.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. We never had to have, we've had things sort of freeze up but never, or be out of sync. I remember we were doing this in Google Hangouts, maybe people talk and you get out of sync.
Am I back? Am I in the video?
We hear you.
It's loading. There it is. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Computer does. I think the hard drive is dying. So that's great.
Well, that happens.
Knock on wood, doesn't happen again. There might be Rosé. There's a variety of reasons why I might change some things between pencils and inks. Namely, I might notice a mistake and like that you guys didn't notice that I didn't notice at first. And just be like, oh, I'll just quietly change this. Well, I believe it was like page 15 of this issue. where I noticed that Mocha, the Kitsune, into a new panel, but I didn't erase the parts around her, so the trees were weird and off. And I was like, oh no, I have to fix this.
I normally don't go back and look at, you know, the pencils. We kind of take every step as, you know, here are the thumbnails, here's the pencils, and we will sometimes go back and make sure that if we ask for something that you've done it. But when we get to the pencils, we kind of just, oh, or the inks, we sort of assume it's just the pencils inked. And
yeah.
And it was only because Julia was asking a question that I even looked back at the inks, and the pencils were right next to it, and it was like, oh, this is different. It was kind of weird. I'd never really done that. Yeah, I tend to sort of, I think this is probably drives Paul crazy a little bit, is I tend to see things, the more I see something, the more I go, oh, wait a minute, that's not what it should be. Maybe I should have caught that the first time, but it may take the fifth or sixth, you know, but sometimes, I know we got to the point of coloring it once and went, oh, wait, this isn't quite right, you know. It's just kind of, the more you see, the more it brings it out. So
I think I'll come out and say it. I noticed recently, as I was working on this new batch page, either this batch or last batch, that a previous page in issue 13, like Marty was making this pose, right? And his hands were just straight backwards. Yeah. And I was like, what have I done? I'm a failure as an artist. Unbelievable.
I thought it was a superpower.
It's just a silly... the newest Powers Brothers power.
Yeah, I don't think anybody caught that until
you pointed that out. It's so funny because you'll look at, you know, you might look at a poster or an animation or something, and you're like, that hand is backwards, or like that hand has one more finger. Like, how did they miss that? And then you, as you, when you're working in it, you realize, oh, that's how they missed that.
Yeah, so we're wanting, I guess, to recolor and reletter that page, but that happens.
I kind of, wait. Yeah, let me share my screen again.
Okay.
Link, share that. I kind of see what you mean with the change. Yeah, it's a little. It's like it wasn't the change. It wasn't as different as I was thinking, because like I guess my intention with the pencils was that you know, one of the images of the boys would be on top, uh-huh. Like kind of like, you know, you can still kind of see some background there, but it's like kind of translucent. And this one, there's not really any change there. There's like, I guess the idea was that once everything's colored, then we would distort the image just to make it easier on Julia.
Yeah.
Let me pull up the other one that I was thinking of where I made a change. Yeah, I always feel so silly when I look back on these old pages that are probably finished by the time I look at them, and there's just a glaring mistake, and I'm like, no, no.
Well, it's printed.
Let's see here. Well, it's one of those things where it's like, you know,
we didn't catch.
You can't.
Good.
Yeah, you can't grovel over everything. it's just no fun.
Some of you just have to let it. I mean, there was some. I think an issue we realized that. The hound dog's howl wasn't spelled right. Like, oh, well, it's already out.
Oh, no. Yeah. I think I remember looking at, you know, I'm wearing my little hound dog's t-shirt, as I always do on these streams. I remember getting it and just looking at it for a good while, looking, thinking, like, there's got to be a typo here, right? I obviously made a typo. I didn't. It's okay. Yeah. Although I noticed that, like, on the shirt, there's just a tiny little bit of, color bleed, like right there. It's so tiny, and I'm like, damn it.
Well, every Magic,
what have I done?
Every Magic the Gathering card back has a stray pen mark.
oh yeah. It's true. Gosh, where am I? It was one of these pages where I remember now, I copied the background from this page here into another page, and then I noticed in the when I was going from pencils to inks in the other page that you could still see Mocha's nose that I accidentally copied, and I was like, oh no. Oops. Oh well. It's just, you know, like I said, you can't pore over every single detail in something like a comic. Otherwise, you'll drive yourself crazy.
Right. You'll have the perfect comic, but it'll take 6 years to do it.
It's true. Like, you, yeah. Yeah, for sure. But I think that's, like I say, as I always say in these streams, that it's all about the creative process, man. Like, making it a little bit better than it was before.
Yes. I always like to think that with the writing part of it, we're, you know, it's always trying to make it better. So we go through different versions of the script, trying to make it better, a little tighter, make sure no misspelled words.
Absolutely. But with writing stuff, whenever I write anything, I'll always put it down for a day and, like, come back to it then, because I find that, like, if I put distance between the work and myself for, like, a day, I'll come back and be like, oh, this is wrong. I should rewrite this. You know, scrap this all. You know? I don't know how you guys write, but, you know, there's always something to be improved.
Yeah. And I have to print it out to edit it. I can't edit. I mean, I can do some editing while I'm writing, but I can't sit there and do a massive edit of something that's on screen for some reason. It's probably a hangover.
It's true. I used to often when I'm working with a comic script, I have to turn it into pages. You know, I'll print it out and draw, like, little preliminary thumbnails in the, you know, the sides, whatever you call those, the sides of the paper where there's some space. I'll, like, draw a little thumbnail to envision what the margins. Yes, that's the word I was looking for. I'll draw in the margins, embiggen the margins. I need embiggened margins, please. But I'll often, like, make notes or write questions on the script, like, what does this mean? Often to, like, remind myself to go back and ask whoever wrote it, like, hey, what did you mean by this? You know, it's like, yeah. Excuse me? You have something to say. Do you want to add to the podcast?
You can bring her in if you want to. Susie Q, is that the name?
Susie Q. I'm not going to be able to do it without... Wait, there I go. Come here. You crazy cat. Wow, here she is. She's going crazy.
Is she a special breed of cat, or is she just a...
She's just a normal, like, American short hair. For people who in the stream who weren't here earlier, I like to bring her upstairs with me when I do video calls, so that she doesn't go crazy downstairs without me. But now she's going crazy up here, so... What am I going to do with you? It's true. You know, it's such a toss-up. Like, sometimes I'll bring her up here and she'll sleep comfortably on the bed or in the closet. And it's like, ah, thank you. Another time she'll, like, I don't know, she'll get into the clean laundry. Or she'll just want to get on my lap and rub all up on my technology like she's doing right now. Yeah, what are you going to do? Where were we? Pencils, inks, yes,
pencils and comics. Inks, the difference between, So I think we kind of covered the stuff we at least wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long process. It's surprising how long, you know, you look at a comic page for, like, maybe 5 seconds, 5 to 10 seconds, right? And you wouldn't think, just looking at it, that it takes so many hours of work to make. Not just, like, drawing it, but writing it and editing it. it's such a process.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask her about your, how many panels you want to do? You're writing a script.
Oh, yeah. I'm writing a Power Squared script as a one shot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, done in one issue. Because I don't think I have enough plot to make it, like, two. I guess the question is, how many panels do you think you'd be able to fit on a page? Does it kind of depend?
You know, as a general question, I think the amount of panels on a page can really just depend on the story I remember looking in school at this random Wonder Woman comic that had like 30 panels on a page, you know? Wow. Like, anything's possible. But for a story like Power Squared, I find that like the sweet spot is 5 to 8 panels. 8 panels can be tricky, especially when there's a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
But it's not impossible, you know? I guess, I believe the general advice is like, you know, think about how much dialogue is on a panel or what's or on a page, I mean, and yeah. what exactly is happening in that page and like go from there. Do what you think is appropriate, you know? So I'll do whatever you think is right.
This would be like 9 panels.
Well, I was thinking of a page with like 9 panels, but I'd be cheating a little and having an inlay.
I wouldn't say that's cheating. But, you know, I often find that, like, you know, when you have more panels on a page, they tend to be smaller. And that tends to quicken the pace of the comic just because, you know, you're not looking at them for quite as long. There's not as much information. So that's something to consider when you're thinking about how many panels to put on a page, you know.
Yeah.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, and for, like, this past issue, issue 15, there's a lot of pages that are kind of like what we're looking at right now that are, like, 5 panels, maybe even 4 panels.
Right.
And but they tend to go a little bit quicker regardless. I mean, on one hand, they're bigger panels, so you're just kind of looking at them for longer by default as opposed to a smaller panel. But there's not much going on there. Like, you know, they're just kind of looking at each other in this first panel. There's no dialogue, you know? They're just kind of standing there.
Yeah.
So it kind of goes quickly at the same time. There's a lot of stuff to think about when you're writing a comic, when you're thinking about the look of the comic.
Right. Okay.
I can go on about this. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to keep you too long. I know it's this, you know, Friday night and all that. So we do appreciate you taking the time to come back, and we'll probably have you back again before we're, you know, probably next month.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because it's nice to, it's good to, and we'll probably bring Julia back, and just because it's good to sort of see how, you know, it is part of a creative process. It's not just us writing it and it's poop, it's done. There's a lot of work.
That goes So that'd be awesome. I love being on these podcasts. I love, you know, talking about my craft. So it's my pleasure.
All right. So,
if you're watching this on YouTube, if you like this, leave a like, subscribe if you want to see more, and ring the notification bell if you want to see exactly when these videos go up.
So until next time, I'm David Hankins.
I'm Paul Hankins.
And you've been on the air with Power Squared.